so dynamic, so magnetic, so effervescent, so full of energy and vitality.
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Schaffner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just Miss Judy Garland.
Here's the little gal who's earned a number one priority in your pin-up department, both in your barracks wall and in your hire, Judy Garland.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Hey everyone, this is Mindy. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next in our Judy Garland series is her appearance on the Jack Oakey's College show on February 23rd, 1937. This is actually a bit of a leap backward in the time frame we've established so far listening to Judy's radio career, and that's because Buck tirelessly seeks and finds new shows to bring us. And so I think it's a nice time. We've been talking a lot about The Wizard of Oz, so it's a nice refresher to step back and get another peek at Judy a few years before all of that happened for her when she was on the way up. According to what I've read, this is actually the episode where she becomes a regular on the Jack Oakey's College, billed as a young blues singer. So that's one description of her that's perfectly adequate. In this particular broadcast, she is 13 years old and does not sound it. I found this great quote in the June 1937 edition of Photoplay magazine. So this is a few months after Judy is added as a regular on the show. Quote, "We know someone who can sing, and we mean that plenty. That's Mrs. Garland's little daughter, Judy. You'll be mighty glad to know that she's no longer just guesting with Jack Oakey's College. She's a regular now. And if you ask us, the high spot on the whole show. Take a tip right now on a sure thing. Judy Garland is the most terrific youngster on the air, and a year from now, well, sky's the limit," unquote. Doesn't really take a whole lot of foresight to listen to that voice and see great things, but I thought that was a great little quote to accompany her addition to the show. She only sings one song, Smiles, which I think she sings later on in a movie in the early 40s. It's a great standard. It was written in 1917 at a time when America needed a bit of a feel-good song. It had a huge following early on, and it's kind of funny that it was already considered, I guess, an old standard by the time Judy sang it in the 30s. It's still great. I think it holds up well. Again, sings it enthusiastically, and the crowd gives her a lot of love for it at the end because she is the queen of the big notes. So even at 13, she may not have been coronated at that point, but she, in my eyes, became the queen of that. The second half, pretty much the entire second half of the show, is spent with Joe Penner, and it's a skit and a song, and he sings about, I think he's saying phonology, and if he is, phonology is actually, according to the internet, which is never wrong, the time frame for any seasonal biological phenomenon. So, judging by the conversation that's had before the song and the song lyrics themselves, I think we can pretty much guess that we're speaking about phonology with a PH. Not enough. I had never heard of Joe Penner, and it made me feel better to read that he is one of those forgotten stars, so apparently I'm not alone. But he was a national craze in 1933 and 1934, and I just read a few little reviews of his career. He was apparently just not necessarily topical, not really all that deep. He was just slapstick funny, and that's what the public kind of needed at that time. And he had a huge success and then was pretty much forgotten as the years went by. He actually died very young, which is probably part of the reason. But he was Hungarian born. He came through Ellis Island with his parents. A few little interesting bits about Joe Penner. The show itself, it's not really the kind of humor that usually gets to me. It's not my favorite, but it's a great performance from Judy, and it's definitely entertaining, though. Again, a throwback to the early parts of Judy's career, and thanks again to Buck for unearthing this. So I hope you enjoy our little time hop backward.
We're the kids from Oakey College.
Don't get to root for knowledge. Here's the only thing we know.
Oh, baby, whoa.
Bring it! Bring it! Bring it! We kids for Oakey College. Drop!
presented each week by R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, makers of Camel cigarettes. Tonight, Jack Oakey presents Joe Penner, comedy star of RKO's New Faces, Judy Garland, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's 13-year-old singing sensation, Al Shawn, Sam Lee, the orchestras of Benny Goodman and Georgie Stoll, and Alexander's Swing Time Chorus. Of Oakey College, where we find the great man alone in his office doing a little dance step.
A one and two and three and four. Be woe, be woe.
Mr. Oakey! What on earth are you doing?
Listen, honey, you scared me. Don't sneak up on me like that. You should always knock before entering a room.
I did.
Well, you should knock again after you get in.
I'm sorry, but what on earth were you doing, Mr. Oakey?
Oh, day one and two. Yeah, I was inventing something. You could just call me Pat Oakey.
Pat Oakey?
Yeah, patent applied for. Gee, you know, I feel great this morning.
You do? You know, I was just going to say you don't look so good.
What are you talking about? I look fine. I feel fine. I am fine. Well, I get up at 6 o'clock every morning, and that makes me healthy and wealthy and healthy.
Well, I guess you can't have everything. Seems to me there's something funny about your eyes.
Funny about my eyes? Listen, that ain't my health. That's my personality. Or it might be yesterday's hangover. One and two and three.
No, honestly, Mr. Oakey, I'm worried. Look at yourself in the glass.
Where?
There. See what I mean?
Oh, well, the eyes look all right to me. I just rinsed them out this morning with Mercuricone, that's all.
Well, I hope it's nothing serious.
Serious? Hey, listen, what is this? Now, come in. Oh, hello, Stoley.
Hello, Fraz.
What's on your mind?
Say, I got a number for the Glee Club that is a knockout. And I thought you might like to, say, Fraz, what's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me. What is this, a gag?
No, your ears look kind of funny to me.
My ears look funny. Listen, I ain't seen that puss of yours on no calendars.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Say, do you want to hear this number?
All right, go ahead, but it better be good.
It is. Okay, come on in, kids.
Okay, it's okay now.
Quiet. Hey, Prez, this is a swing arrangement of a song that was a big hit 35 years ago.
Before my time.
I worked it out with Meyer Alexander. He's my brightest pupil.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Stone.
Oh. Meyer's your brightest pupil, huh?
Well, so far. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Come on, kids. Every little movement has a meaning all its own.
Every love song that comes a-stealing all your being.
Take care of yourself. Well,
kids,
let's leave the
press
alone. Come on.
So long, Mr. Oki. Now, Mr. Oki, you just sit down and take it easy.
No, I won't.
Please, you really mustn't get excited.
Who's that? It's us, Mr. Oki. Mahoo! Alan and Sam, those two smart boys.
Smart boys, huh? Say, Miss Penny, what's smart about these guys?
Two of them getting by on one brain is pretty smart.
That's the first compliment we've had today.
What's troubling you, boy?
Mr. Oki, we got big news for you. In fact,
Hey, gee, do you see what I see?
What's the matter?
Mr. Oki, do you feel well?
Yes, I feel marvelous. If you don't believe it, look out.
My, oh, my. Notice how pale he is. Like a sheet.
Boys, boys, please.
Stick out your tongue.
No.
Say, ah.
Ah. Nuts. Listen, I'm just as well as... Well, I'm just as well as Pete Jones, a football coach.
Oh, didn't you hear about Pete?
No. What about him?
He got pneumonia yesterday.
Very funny. Well, there's nothing the matter with me. Come on, get out of here, you guys.
Yes, sir. Miss Penny, we'll be back later. If there's any sudden emergency, be sure and phone us. Even if it's only a postcard.
Why, there's nothing the matter with me. I feel fine. I feel great. Why, if I was any healthier, I couldn't stand it. Well.
Mr. Oki.
What, honey? Maybe I am sick.
I think you ought to lay down on the couch.
Now, listen, maybe. Honey, I know what it is. I shouldn't have tried to wear these tight shoes.
What size are they?
12.
How's your pulse?
Well, the pulse is a little loud.
That's your wristwatch.
Oh. My breathing feels kind of funny, though. I got a sort of a pain in my knee, too. What do you think causes that?
Well, you were shooting craps all day yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is different, though, honey. Who's there?
Me, Mr. Oakley.
Oh, little Judy Garland. Hello, Judy.
Good morning. My, but you're looking well.
Looking well? No, I ain't, honey. I'm a pretty sick man.
Oh. Well, what makes you think so?
I ain't long for this world, Judy.
I'll bet you live to be 150.
What odds would you give?
No, really. What makes you think you feel bad?
Oh, I don't know. My knee hurts.
Which one?
This one? No, wait a minute. This one.
No, it isn't either one. You're just imagining.
Right. I think the weather's getting me down.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Why don't you pull up the shade? See how bright the sun is?
Honey, that's bad for my eyes.
Now, where else do you hurt?
Well, I got a kind of a pain here in my throat.
Where? Hold up your head.
Here, right here.
Hmm. Well, no wonder there's a pin sticking in you. See? I knew there was something.
Is that what it was?
Of course not. Cheer up. You look fine. You ought to feel fine.
Yeah?
Certainly. Let me see you smile. That's better. Now laugh.
Oh.
You see? If you just stop to think, here's a lesson for you. What a word or a smile can convey. With a word you can make someone happy or blue. With a smile you can make them sad or gay. So be careful what you say, and be careful how you smile. It's so easy for us to make someone's life worthwhile. There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us bruise. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops like the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles but the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave to.
Thanks a million. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I want a real favor.
Whatever it is, honey, you got it.
Well, I want you to sing with me tonight in Mises Hall.
Sing with you? What do you want to spoil your act for?
Well, I think you sing beautifully. And I want you to sing with me, and you promised.
Yeah, that's right.
Will you practice with me this afternoon?
I sure will.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye.
Goodbye, Judy, honey. See you later. And oh, now I believe Dr. Goodwin has something to say. Say, you professors know a lot, Bill. Let's hear some of it.
Well, Prez, I know which cigarette is milder, and that's a mighty good thing to know. I'm referring to Camels. You can smoke Camels steadily, and they don't irritate the throat. Camels are made from finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic, than any other popular brand. And say, those costlier tobaccos sure make a difference.
Hey, that's right, Bill. Give me a Camel, will you?
Sure.
Oh, the service is terrific, if you don't mind.
Very good.
Don't burn up the place now. Take your time. Dean singing, whispering. Goodwin, what's on your mind?
Mr. Oakey and students, here's a real tip for people when they feel tired and discouraged and need cheering up. It is, light up a Camel. Soon you'll feel a new flow of energy, and you'll forget you ever felt tired or low. It's a mighty pleasant experience, and it's called getting a lift with a Camel.
So, just pass those Camels over here, Goodwin, and I'll see you tonight in Eva's Hall with Joe Penner.
Right.
Eva's Hall is great tonight.
But I haven't got a ticket.
You don't need to have a ticket for Eva's Hall. Forget about formality. Your smiling personality is all you need to get to into Eva's Hall. Can't you hear the barker call? Bring your cousin and your mother and your sister and your brother for the show tonight in Eva's Hall. In Eva's Hall. Can't you hear the barker call?
Come you want it, come you want it.
And your mother and your sister and your brother for the show tonight.
continue in just a moment with Jack Oakey and Joe Penner. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KNX, the Columbia station, Los Angeles.
And now here we are in Ephus Hall, where you'll be greeted by President Jack Oakey.
Good evening, students. Welcome to Ephus Hall. We have a very high-class educational lineup here for tonight. But before we proceed with the knowledge and instruction, et cetera, I would like to make a brief announcement. It has been called to my attention that some of the students of Oakey College have been playing poker during Dr. Weasel's history lectures on Monday morning. This is an intolerable situation. From now on, any students who are caught playing poker Monday mornings will report at once to my office. I'm pretty hot on Monday mornings. Well, that takes care of the discipline for the evening. Now, to start off the educational portion of our session, I wish to introduce one of the greatest thinkers of the day.
What was that word, Prez?
Thinkers, Dr. Goodwin. Don't be so self-conscious. Thinkers. I said one of the greatest thinkers of the day. He is none other than Professor Josephus Penner of Kokomo College. The professor will lecture tonight on a very, very mysterious subject. In fact, I read his lecture 3 times and it's still a mystery to me. But here is the man now, Professor Joe Penner. Well, Josephus, my boy, welcome to Oakey College. Yes, sir, we've been expecting you.
Yeah, well, how did you know I was coming here, huh?
Well, I got a message from the dean.
The dean? Dizzy or Daffy, huh?
No, it's the wrong part. So it's going to be that way, eh? A fight to the finish.
Yeah, listen, Jack, let's have a battle of wits, huh?
Well, I can't fight an unarmed man.
I'll smash you!
Yeah, just a moment. You can't raise your voice to the president of Oakey College?
Well, I'm sorry, Fred. You see, the tiger came out of me for a second. But to show you my heart's in the right place, here's a nice big red apple.
Well, now, Joe, isn't that sweet? A big, shiny apple.
Yeah.
Say, this looks like a Roman beauty.
Well, it must have been Roman. I found it in the can in the alley.
Makes a nice present. But listen, Joe, What took you so long to get here?
Well, I'll tell you, see, I'm sorry I'm late, you see, because I had to get my father out of jail.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What was he arrested for?
Botany.
Botany?
Yeah.
Well, that's the study of flowers. How could he be arrested for that?
He was so blooming silly.
Uh-huh. Like father, like son.
Yeah, that's my poppy.
Ain't you the daisy?
No geranium.
Well, take it, Joe. There's a lull here. You know, it's a funny thing we being together like this again, Joe.
Yeah?
You know, every time I see you, I'm playing a college boy. Why is that?
Well, you know, come to think of it, Jack,
we were both college boys in college with them. Yeah,
that's
let's get
right,
it in there.
Yeah.
You know,
you were a
funny?
You were a college boy at Collegiate.
That's right.
That's
right. Paramount ain't won a game since I left. But say, it's very funny, you know, meeting you tonight here at Oakey College.
Yeah, but Jack, when are you going to graduate? That's what I want to know.
Rubbing it in, huh? Well, the president is getting kind of old.
You know, Jack, if you don't get out of college pretty soon, you'll wind up with imported hair.
Imported hair?
Yeah, you'll have no hair on one side, and you'll have to bring it over from the other side.
Give me the fish eye, huh? Well, that's enough of this balderdash and flapdoodle. I might even go so far as to say Tommy Rot. Will you get on with your lecture, Professor?
Well, listen, Jack, this is strictly undercover, but I'm not really a professor. You see, I'm Joe Eagle Eyes Penner. I'm a detective.
Well, don't worry about that. We all can't be perfect.
I said detective, not defective. Ho, Homer, you dumb. Ho, ho.
Listen, Joe, what are you talking about? You don't know the first thing about being a detective.
Is that so? Well, look, I got a badge and everything, see?
Well, I do declare it. That's a nice shiny badge, too.
Yeah.
What's it say on there?
Chicken inspectors.
Well, that's very interesting there, Eagle's Nest, or Eagle Eyes. Well, why don't you tell the students here in Ephus Hall about how you became a detective? Or do you know anything about public speaking?
Well, yeah, I was an office boy once.
Office boy? What's that got to do with public speaking?
Well, I used to address envelopes. My dear Fuchs in Ephus Hall, my subject tonight is crime doesn't pay or why they cut Okie's salary. I have long been a student of criminology because I was born to be a detective. Even as a baby, I was always finding things. Why, when I was 2 years old, I found a safety pin that was sticking me.
Wait a minute, I don't believe that.
Well, that's my story, and I'm stuck with it. And then when I was 3 years old, I decided to be a detective. I packed my lunch and 2 bottles of certified milk and a cheating ring and hit the open road. That was the year the horse car replaced the horse and Coca Malt became the nation's famous drink. And you know, Jack, it was about that time that famous joke was first introduced.
Joke? What joke was that?
Do you know Fat Burn?
No.
Well, it does. Well, now I'll skip a few years.
Oh, me.
Oh, my.
Go on.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. Break it up. Get on with the lecture, Joe.
Huh?
I say get on.
Get on these days. Now, I forgot where I was. TSK.
TSK. What is this TSK business?
Oh, it's just...
Got something in your teeth?
My dear Pukes, when I reached the age of 21, I graduated from grade school. I'll never forget my graduation day.
And what happened?
The teacher stepped on my foot.
The warden stepped. I think he was right the first time.
And that, my dear friend, is how I became a detective. How was that, Jack?
That's fine, but you only neglected one thing.
What's that?
Your education.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. And to prove it, I'm going to give you one of our Okie College IQs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what an IQ is, don't you?
No. What is an IQ?
Never mind. I asked you first. All right. The contest you win, Joe. This is question number one.
Yeah.
What is a vacuum?
Vacuum. Give me a thing. I have it in my head, but I can't think of it.
That's right. Now, question number two. How many senses are there?
Six.
Ha ha, that's where you're wrong, Joe. I only have five.
Yeah, but the other is common sense.
Yes, common sense. How stupid of us. Say, Joe, do me a favor, will you?
Sure, Jack.
Will you go out and get me a cup of coffee?
Okay, I'll be back in a jiff.
That's fine, Professor. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while good old JoJo is going...
Wait a minute. You forgot to give me the money.
Well, You see, Professor, that just shows how stupid you are. Now, anybody can get a cup of coffee with money.
Yeah.
The idea is to get it without money.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're doing something.
Well, then I'm doing something. I'll be right back. You wait here.
Imagine asking the great Okie for money. And now, my dear ladies and gentlemen, my eaves of poop
well,
home.
Well, here I am. Here's your coffee.
Oh, this is something, my friend, and I'm high thirsty. Say, what's the matter? There's no coffee in this cup.
No? Well, you see, anybody can drink coffee when it's in the cup. The idea is to drink it when it's not in the cup. Please, you're doing it.
Oh, thank you. What a fine guest you are, Joe.
Well, seriously, Jack, as Joe Perrin, the detective, I came here to look for Butch Smutch.
Oh, yeah. You mean that crook you've been chasing for the past month.
Oh, you listen to my program, huh?
No, my secretary does.
Now,
Joe, listen to me.
Yeah.
You can be sure that Butch Smith is not around here. But you go ahead now and sing your song. Oh, by the way, here's our dean of music, Georgie Stoll.
Hello, Mr. Stoll. Hello, Joe. Say, you sound like Butch Butch.
Not that light.
What of it? You sound like Joe Penner.
It's unbelievable. And now I'd like to sing a little song about new science called Pennerology. I'm Dr. Penner, Ph.D. That's Penners who do absolutely, positively something's wrong somewhere. I'm Dr. Penner, LLD. That means life looks dark, positively, absolutely. I don't seem to care. All these LLDs and Ph.D.s mean that I'm forgetting my knowledge by degrees. I'm Dr. Penner, Ph.D. I'm teaching Pennerology. Now it may seem a bore, but that's what school is for. To teach you more about less and less, or less about more and more. Dear good old college days, happiest days I've seen. I always woke up early, always up before the dean. Was I dumb? So here's to college days, days that have since passed by. I forget my dear frat brothers and ate a bit of pie. Dear girls, college days, I went out for drags and quit. I always miss the hurdle. Oh, I can't get over it. Nice, nice old college days when all we did was I remember how I worked my father all through school. I'm Dr. Penner, F.O.B. That means fall out of bed, you see. I was asleep, but I'm awake at last. I'm Dr. Penner, C.O.D. That means cut out deriding me. And don't be a shill, ridicule, and sarcastic. All the things I know are inconceivable. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I'm Dr. Penner, Ph.D. I'm teaching Pennerology. Now it may seem a bore, but that's what school is for. So you learn more about less and less, or less about more and more. That's that.
That's what?
That's how it revolves.
Oh, boy, I'll mark you an A-plus for that. Furthermore, I'd like to have you come over here to college every week.
Well, I don't need to. I went to grammar school.
That's the trouble. Where's the man who only finishes grammar school? Why, he's a motorman on a speed car. Ah, but where's the man who's gone through college and has his diploma?
He's the conductor.
That's all right, Joe. It's still nice having you.
Well, it was nice being here, and I wish you a lot of luck on your program, Jack.
Well, it's fine. I wish you a lot of luck on your program, Joe. I also wish you a lot of luck on your new picture, new faces.
Yeah, I wish you had a new picture I could wish you luck on.
What do you think I've been doing over in the lot there for the last 4 months? Looking for real estate? I just finished a little vehicle called the Toast of New York. Slightly crisp. Well,
I wish you a lot of luck on it, Jack, and I think you're a swell guy.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Joe. You know, we've always been pals, haven't we?
Yeah. I wouldn't even care if I wasn't paid for coming here tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way, Joe, because you ain't going to be paid.
I'll smash you!